Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Etta Arlene Spiritcast. If you're new to this podcast, we talk about all things related to mindfulness, magic, astrology, tarot, Reiki, meditation, anything in that realm. Today's episode, we are going to have a casual chat about love goddesses. And we're really excited to get into it. I feel like we had a little bit of a break. We've learned from ourselves that we are not good with schedules.
Not even close. So we are going to do our best to get episodes out to you whenever it's time and to let you guys know when the season's over. But other than that, you have to follow us on social media to know when the episodes are going to come out or have the notifications on for whatever platform you're listening to so you get notified when we release an episode.
Yeah, so we were trying to originally kind of stick with like Fridays-ish, so we'll probably kind of lean into that, but we just like to flow with our episodes, and we have so many like different topics and guests and stuff like that we like to release them whenever, like intuitively in a way, like whenever it feels right to have the episode come out as well. And it's just, we are not good at keeping the schedule.
And sometimes you need a break from certain things so you can focus on other things.
Yeah.
And having this couple weeks off from the podcast and certain things has allowed us to complete other projects, so.
Yeah, we actually have another podcast that we are on as hosts. We just started. We'll probably have it linked down below.
Yeah.
And it is not anything like this. It is a paranormal podcast, but it's like funny.
It's entertainment.
Yeah, and we were like, we're like writers on it, and it's like just purely fun. So if you like paranormal and you like silly things,
you want to hear people call in and talk about some spooky stories, and you like to share your own spooky story, you can go ahead to the link below.
Yeah. Before we get into this episode, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us at?
You can follow us over on Instagram at Etta Arlene, on Twitter at edpro_pgh. We're pretty much on every platform under Etta Arlene, but we mainly post on Instagram and Twitter, so go follow us over there. And then we post Reiki-infused videos on our YouTube channel multiple times a week. And that is at Etta Arlene. Go like and subscribe and get the juice. And you can sign up for our email list on our website, eddaarlene.com/reiki. To get a free Reiki session on the first of every month at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Oh, and thank you to our patrons and everybody who has donated. We really appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I do want to mention I am teaching 3 workshops, and they're all going to be at Ceremonial. But March 30th, I'm doing Lessons of the Love Goddess, and that's why we wanted to talk about that archetype a little bit in today's episode. And then on April 6th, I'll be teaching Intro to Rune Magic. So if you're interested in the runes and working with them in a magical way, not just for divination or for writing, this class is a lot of fun and it'll help get you set up. And then on May 5th?
I think so.
Yeah, May 5th, I'm going to be teaching a Sun Magic workshop, and I'm really excited about that because if you've been a long time listener, you know that I really like solar energy, and I like all magic. You talk to me, I'm gonna tell you, oh yeah, this is awesome, and then I'll have another thing I'm like, no, this is awesome, it's all fun. But I do have a passion for the sun stuff, and I'm gonna be teaching about how to work with that energy and we're connected to the sun, and yeah, it'll be great. So those are our 3 workshops. They're all in the afternoons, they're all on the weekends, so if you would like to attend any of them, you can sign up. We'll have that down below.
Yep.
Now, the reason why I'm really excited about the love goddess stuff is that I feel like there's a lot of really beautiful things that she teaches us, and we're not going to go into too much depth. We're going to keep this like a short episode, but there's, when you think of like love goddess, you instantly think of this like very soft, like either romance or Aphrodite energy, but it's very layered and complex. And I always tell people that some of the most intense shadow work I've done recently has been working with the love archetype, with the love goddess, with Aphrodite in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some of the most rewarding experiences that I had with her. And I still will check into that energy whenever I feel that I need it, because it's very dynamic. Like it's going to show you things about how to nurture yourself. It'll make you embrace and perceive like yourself differently and see the power in certain aspects of yourself. So in my case, like my softness, I was shown was a strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to embrace. It's like a power. Being gentle is a power. But it also will teach you to embrace other aspects of yourself. So if you are like naturally more aggressive, you're still feminine. You still have that archetype, whether you're a male or a female, like you're still having strength within that. If it's naturally a part of you. And she really like had made me reevaluate where society, I had been absorbing things subconsciously from my surroundings that was influencing me in ways I didn't know. And my perception of like beauty in how I perceived myself, and it that a lot of there were still influences in my subconscious from media, from growing up as like a female in particular, centered around what the definition of beauty is. And it was I still like reflect on it in my journals, and like I said, I still connect in with her whenever I feel like I need to, or if it is really stressful, she really like will bring you down, like ritual baths, stuff like that. But I'm really excited. So that's a lot of stuff we're gonna like talk about during the workshop. We're gonna touch on those components, but like actually work with that energy and do a little bit of the stuff that I did whenever I was in that extended period of time working within that space. And I always tell you, it also made me perceive the world around me a lot differently. A lot more, like I've seen everything as being beautiful, and it's still like am like that. Like it's harder to look at somebody and look at their physical being and think to yourself that they have imperfections. Not talking about like the soul of a person, like if somebody's like awful and mean, like that's a different type of thing. I'm just saying like in general, like looking at somebody and then perceiving them, there's so many times where we are looking at all of their flaws, and so even if we're not consciously saying it, and then comparing ourselves to them, and then looking at ourselves and looking at all of our issues.
Yeah.
And so when working with the Love Goddess, she showed me how, where that's like that shadow work. Like, why are we doing that? Like, where does that come from? Why are you starting to see yourself as not being good enough? Why are you starting to see yourself as not being beautiful? And like the one thing that I always like think to myself is like everybody's so self-conscious about their bodies, but if you were to sit down and look around you, nobody's bikini ready. Like nobody looks like they should air quotes be in a swimsuit.
It's far and few between the standards that we hold ourselves to actually matter. But it sounds like from what you experienced from her that you were able to see things from a higher perspective.
It was strange.
Yeah, unbiased.
She was like showing how important everybody's is, your physicality as well as the inner. So a lot of times when we do like spiritual work, we're doing a lot of like, it's like a lot of inner work. And this is inner work, but then we like neglect the physical, and we have a lot of our pain in the physical. Like we experience our pain in the physical, not just emotional. Like, I mean, like we cry, you know, and it ends up being a physical manifestation of all of that. It's all intertwined. Like we had a discussion earlier. I was talking to you about the subtle realms and how the subtle realms bleed down. And that's what you're working with when you're doing magic. Mm-hmm. You're going into those subtle realms. And when you're doing divination, you're reading into the subtle realms. You're seeing the like potentialities in regards to divination. And you're seeing the, and then manifesting or magic or whatever, you're kind of moving that. Because the subtle realms are always changing. Mm. So the subtle realms is a broad term for like astral, etheric, all of that.
Is it the same as the vortex that Abraham Hicks always speaks of?
I feel like that's probably, I'm assuming that's what she's like referring to. So basically what I'm getting at is a lot of times we like will neglect that like flow of how they are like intertwined because we're so hyper-focused on the physical. And she's still working with her. She's talking to me about how important like we are, like how beautiful it is to have these like physical bodies, and how there's like a story within all of us, how like having scars shouldn't be perceived as not attractive or as a weakness or something, because that scar is showing that you survived something. Like, one of the things she was talking about, like, even she's like speaking on all these different like things, and she said, like, you could look at like a mother and like how you have so many women who have children and then they're ashamed of their bodies, and she laughs and she's like, ashamed because you created life. And I start crying because it's true. It's like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Like, you know, and she was talking about, you know, she's talking about me in particular. I have like a bunch of freckles, and she's like, these are from your ancestors, you know, like every single human here, we look exactly how we look because we have a line of ancestors who made it so that loved enough, loved each other, loved enough at some point to get you here into existence. Mm. And how, and there's a, the story of their suffering, everything all over us. It's just, it's on our skin. And then it's, she's like, how can you look at yourself and not think you're beautiful? Mm. And so of course I'm like, you know, obviously crying in the meditation and everything, because it's like,
it's so beautiful.
It is. But then it, no, like, it is, messed me up, because then I'm like, I couldn't look at anybody. So I get out of this like extended ritual space or whatever, and I'm like, I can't look, I'm like, wasn't able, I wasn't looking at the world the same way, because I'm looking at everybody like, you know, you think anything, like, you're tall because of this reason or that reason, you're short because of this reason or that reason, and everybody's so like unique and so special, and we're all just so convinced that we need to be this homogenous style. And I was laughing myself, like, if you look at these like celebrities, they all look the same. There's no like, in seeking this ideal beauty, and yeah, there are beautiful, you know, but like, you are too. And so, I mean, that's like a lot, some of the stuff we're going to talk about in the workshop, and really see what she has to say to us. So it's an archetypal energy that we're working with. I was working with Aphrodite in that space, but it's open to all the love goddesses, or what you perceive as being that energy. So anybody attending can pull into that. So we will talk about like different mythologies. We'll talk about other goddesses who have that energy with them, like Isis, Oshun, Inanna, of course, Venus, and then Aphrodite will probably be the main folks, because I worked with her intimately for that period of time. Mm. Still, like, really, like, love her. But, you know, the myth says you fall in love with her. You know, that's why. So anybody that, like, engages with her is going to be, like, you fall in love with her. She's goddess of love. And, you know, there's other facets of it, too. Obviously, she's, like, a goddess of sexuality and that type of stuff. So depending on what you're... It's all-encompassing self-love. Embracing yourself, because you love yourself first before you love other people. So everybody will focus on like romance and stuff like that, but it starts with you. So the workshop will not heavily be focused on that aspect of her. It's going to be focused on falling in love with who you are and the lessons that she teaches us in that. And we'll, you know, we're going to do the meditations to get in with her, like, right out the gate. Every time I do these workshops, I do like the circle with that beam. Like, the Norse one was really cool. You said it felt like your ears started to ring.
Yeah, that was very interesting experience.
Yeah, so for the Norse one, I received the meditation from the gods that I was working with, that I work with the runes, and they kind of, they guide it too. So I'm going to connect in with Aphrodite, connect in with whatever love goddess is deciding they want to come forward to assist with it, and they're gonna show us where we need to go and what we need to do in particular. I mean, I have like a framework for it, but with these workshops, you never
does know. Anybody need to bring anything?
I would suggest comfortable clothes, because we are gonna be sitting on these like pillows.
Yeah, meditation pillows.
And then you can have like, I always say like, you bring a notebook if you need to journal, because I do want us to have a moment with her so that you know, if she tells you something, you can write it down, but it's, you don't have to. We're probably going to do a mirror exercise that is actually in our Things to Know About Self-Love book, or it'll be adapted from our book. But it's really about, like, love and, like, what she teaches. I might talk about the different types of love, at least within Greek, you know, philosophy. There's, I think there's, like, seven types of love. could be wrong, could be more or less. Mm. So we might talk about those different components, but those have different beings connected to them, so we won't go too in depth with that. It'll be really a lot about like embracing that archetype within ourselves. So I'm excited.
I'm excited too, because I'm excited to see like what Aphrodite is going to do in people's lives after. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm sure it's going to be attendees who already work with her, but I'm curious to see if or any of the goddesses that mm-hmm. might step forward.
Yeah.
Like the influence that they're going to have on the students.
Yeah.
Lives yeah. after, because your experience with her was really transformative. And I'm starting a journey with her too right now. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see.
I highly recommend it. I mean, you don't have to force anything, no. but if a love goddess is calling to you, I highly recommend answering her call. Something that a lot of people don't realize, and I think it's because of the popularity of social media and TikTok mm-hmm. and everything, like, and then we have our own indoctrination. We think that we have to pick a deity or spirit, whatever realm, whatever it is, and then we are exclusively devoted to that tree spirit or that whatever. And sure, there's like other practices and stuff like that, but like there's something to be said about spending time with a specific archetype,
mm-hmm.
like allowing yourself to have, we were just talking about it, like a 12-day period where you're working exclusively with this being and allowing them to teach you and guide you and help you connect in with that aspect of yourself,
mm-hmm.
versus forcing yourself to like just focus on one thing. Like, it be open to the possibilities, what I'm saying. Like, you can have that little moment with her
mm-hmm.
and then move on to your normal practice. It might not involve spirits at all, you know? And like, I like to keep saying archetypal energy because I don't want to push people away from embracing that type of inner study because they're turned off by the idea that it's has like a patronage of a deity, because it's what it is the energy that they represent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is open to everybody, whether you engage with them or not, or whatever. We're talking about energy. We're talking about healing, and it's going to look different for everybody, be interpreted differently by everybody. And that's where I'm at with it. But I agree with you. I'm really excited to see how that works for everyone. Like, mm-hmm. are people going to have experiences with, say, Isis?
Yeah.
Or is Inanna going to show Inanna, up?
Like, maybe an energy that they're not familiar with.
Yes, yes. Like
they could come in thinking Aphrodite is going to be the one, and then all of a sudden, they're on a whole journey with Inanna.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious.
Yeah, I am too. But it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. And March 30th, 12 p.m. at Ceremonial.
Yeah.
You can get your ticket, book your spot at the link below.
Yeah. All right. We're going to keep this episode short, and then we'll see. We might talk about runes the next episode, but
yeah.
There's this like author that I really want to talk about, and her name, she's like the first like documented female author, and it dates back like 4,000 years or something like that. It's like ancient, and she's really cool. She was a priestess for Inanna, and a lot of her writings, a lot of her poetry has influenced the way we engage in our spiritual practices across the board, like the concept of devotion and all that. And it was done by a woman, and throughout the years they've tried to say that, oh, it was really a guy that wrote it, but it was definitely not. And her name, and I could be saying this wrong because I just learned about her, but it's Eduana.
Mm-hmm.
She's really awesome, so we're hoping to do an episode on her at some point. But like we said earlier, we've decided to relinquish the hold that we were trying to have.
Put upon ourselves.
Yes, and to force our podcast into a certain
structure.
Yeah, whenever that's not how we are.
Not even close.
And our lives seem to work better when we're fluid anyway.
It's easier to be in flow than forcing.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. And you can follow us once again on Instagram at @Arlene to get updated on when we are publishing these episodes and all the other stuff that we do.
Yeah. I also want to mention at the end of this episode, the music is infused with Reiki.
So stick around. Get some free Reiki.
All right.
Thanks.